Well, welcome in, all my friends, to Sunday Grass. I am your host, Debbie Linhausen, coming to you from Northwestern Ontario, Canada. Sunday Grass started as an idea to share my father's love of bluegrass with others and to learn more about bluegrass history, and just found that I loved the process. And in November of 2023, I started having guests on the show. In this podcast, we're going to go into quite a few of those interviews with many guests: Bronwyn Keith Hines, Greg Blake, Chris Jones of Chris Jones and the Night Drivers, Tim Stafford, and many, many more still to come. And if you'd like to subscribe, you can go to a Linktree, Sunday Grass, and there's a subscriber button right there. And if you could please take some time to rate the podcast on your platform where you're listening. Heartbreak Train, Carolyn Owens. And that, my friends, hit number one, the number one bluegrass song for 2023 on Bluegrass Borderline Charts. Welcome in, all my friends, to Sunday Grass. And we have a special interview today with Caroline Owens. So Caroline Owens is a two-time IBMA and SPBGMA nominated bluegrass vocalist, recording artist for Skyline Records. She has performed alongside many of the music industry's most accomplished artists, such as Alison Krauss, Ricky Skaggs, Rhonda Vincent, Susan Cox, The Isaacs, Larry Gatlin, Larry Cordell, Carl Jackson, the Mall Pal Brothers, Darren and Brooke Aldridge, and many, many others. In addition to her undeniable vocal talent, Carolyn made her mark in the songwriting industry when her debut single, Heartbreak Train, which we just heard, claimed the number one bluegrass song of 2023 on the Bluegrass Borderline Charts. And we have her with us here today at Sunday Grass. Welcome into Sunday Grass, Carolyn Owens. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing great. So I just loved, we just went into your first single that dropped last year, and it took number one on the Bluegrass Borderline Charts. That must have been exciting.
Yeah, that was quite the thrill. You don't ever know how a song's going to do when you put it out. And so when you put it out and it does well, it's quite the thrill. It was a big surprise.
Now, is that original by you? Like, you do all your own songwriting mainly?
Yeah, I wrote that song all by myself here recently. I've been doing a lot of co-writing, but that one was all me, yeah.
So tell us a little bit about that song and kind of where the inspiration come from.
Well, I was 17 when I wrote it, so I didn't really know what heartbreak was. I guess I can't even say where it came from then, you know. But I just was thinking about all the songs in bluegrass that have trains in it, and I thought, well, there's not a heartbreak train this there, yeah. And there was it. So there was Born the Heartbreak Train.
Oh, well, it's just lovely. And we headed in with that today. Now, Build Me an Ark, I just love. It's actually my favorite. Tell us a little bit about that song.
Yeah, so that song was sent to me by the incredible Lacey Mack. And when she sent it, I just pitched a fit. Not that I loved it, you know. I said, can I have that song? She was very gracious to give it to me. And it was a lot of fun to get the cut in the studio. It's just a neat little gospel ditty.
Yeah, I just love it. And so who helped you with the process of getting your album together, and who's all with you on the album?
Yeah, so the biggest help in the whole world was my mentor and producer, Darren Aldridge. We picked through the songs together, and he was a big help on that. And of course, Van Atkins engineered the project and had a host of fantastic musicians. I don't want to miss anybody, but Zach McClam and Tim Cert did the bass work. Samantha Snyder and Brian McDowell did the fiddle work. Darren did the mandolin and the guitar work, and banjo was Kristen Scott Benson and Jason Burleson.
Oh, that's a dream team right there, isn't it?
Thank you.
So then you just signed recently with Skyline Records, right?
Yes, I've been with them for about a year and a half.
And were you, did they search you out, or what was the process that kind of led to getting signed with them?
Yeah, so they found me. I got to talk to them at IBMA, and it sort of created a relationship there that day, and then went from there. But wonderful folks at Skyline Records. I can't say thanks enough to them. They've been wonderful.
Oh, that's just lovely. So tell us a little bit about your history. Were you in a musical family? Did you play an instrument young? Or kind of what led you on your journey to where you are today?
So I didn't really grow up in a musical family. My grandfathers played guitar, but I mean, no one pursued anything professionally, you know. And so I heard about bluegrass when I was 13. I was on YouTube, of all places, and heard a lady by the name of Allison Krauss.
Oh, yeah.
So, gosh, I thought I'd been living underneath a rock. Who is this? And so that's where the inspiration came from, and she is who inspired me.
Oh, I just love that. That was one of my dad's favorites. Yeah, Allison Krauss.
Aww.
Yeah. Did your family help you with the process then? Did they help you get an instrument? Did you take lessons? What happened next?
Yeah, they did. They helped me financially to do the things that I wanted to do musically. Mm-hmm. And so that was a big help. But as far as connections in the business, I didn't have any, you know.
Right.
So I had to do all that myself. And I've tried my best to keep it up. So.
Well, I think you've done really, really well. You're really piquing the interest of a lot of people, and your voice is amazing, and I love your songwriting. So tell us a little bit about some of the tracks and the album name and when it comes out.
Yeah, so the album's going to be self-titled. It's my debut album on Skyline Records. It comes out May 31st, and so lots of neat songs. There's some contemporary bluegrass and some covers of Patsy Cline and some original material. Just a lot of neat, different stuff that you may not normally hear.
Okay. Now, who's in your band? Now, I was reading a little bit of the bio. Has this band been together a little while, or have they just all recently come together?
So everyone in the band are new members.
Mm-hmm.
We have Zach McLam on the bass, Spencer Strick on the mandolin. I play the guitar and sing, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Ella Thomas on the fiddle and Chase Bennett on the banjo.
And what was the process to get you all together?
Well, it's like herding cats, you know, trying to get everybody together. But no, it's just relatively simple. Everybody gets along real well. And we found everybody at different places and went from there.
Nice. So where are you from originally?
I'm from the big old metropolis of Denton, North Carolina.
Nice. And do you still live in the area, or have you moved to Nashville?
I'm back and forth. I'm in Nashville just about as much as I'm home now.
Mm-hmm. So are you heading out on tour after the album comes out? Are you doing festivals this summer, or what's going on for you?
Yeah, we're playing just about everywhere that we can, at least, and taking advantage of the nice warm weather and the cool festivals. And so, yeah, we're going to be touring quite a bit. Check us out on our website to check out all of our tour dates. That's carolineband.com.
Yeah, so that's the other question I was going to say. So it's carolineband.com is your website. And then on Spotify, you're Carolyn Owens, and it's Owens for everybody. And what other socials do you have? Just Facebook and Instagram? And it's all under your name, pretty much?
Yes, Caroline Owens Facebook. Instagram is Caroline Owens Music. And TikTok is Caroline Owens Music as well.
Oh, there you go. You're on TikTok. What kind of fun things do you do on TikTok?
Well, it mostly consists of scrolling for far too long. But I do a lot of music stuff on there, some covers and some bluegrass.
Nice, nice. So Sunday Grass does a lot of historical things. Like we do a lot of research and stuff like that into older bluegrass musicians. And you told us that Allison Krauss was the one that got you started. But now that you've, you know, been playing and stuff, who do you think is your biggest influence musically in bluegrass?
I would still have to say it's Allison.
And are you going to IBMA?
Oh, yes. I'm very, very excited about IBMA. It's the last year in Raleigh, so I'm a little sad, but excited to see where we're going next.
Well, and are you performing at the IBMA?
I'm not sure yet. We haven't found out just yet, but I'll know soon.
Okay. And we're going to go into some of your music. Now, your a couple of your older singles, so He Loves Me Not, actually, I was wrong. He Loves Me Not, now, is that one of the newer singles as well?
Yes, it is. It's the third single we released.
And tell us a little bit about that one.
Yeah, so this song was written by Danny Flowers and Leona Williams. And when I heard it, it just punched me right in the heart. It was all I could do to stand it. And so I love a song that does that. It tells a story. It's relatable. And I said, can I please, 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 please add this song? And they were very gracious.
Oh, well, we're going to go into that one for sure. And then No More Blue Moons in Kentucky. Now, you did that with Darren and Brooke Aldrich, right?
Yes, this was the track featuring the two of them. This was a song that they had written with co-writer Dennis Duff. And so when I heard that, it was the same story with that one. When I heard it, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so sad. Can I please have it?
Oh.
They were very gracious and let me record it.
Well, it sounds like you have some really gracious friends and you're on the right path. So I'm really excited for you. And I'm excited to just kind of see what's going on for you. And I am a huge fan of your music, just so you know.
Oh, well, thank you.
Well, did you want to say anything to the Sunday Grass listeners before we head out today?
I want to say thanks so much for having me and for supporting my music.
Oh, you're more than welcome. So thanks for coming to Sunday Grass. We're going to head into some music now from Carolyn Owens. Thanks so much for coming by Sunday Grass. Sunday Grass goes live every Sunday mornings and Sunday evening. You can find it on three radio stations, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, KSDM 104.1 Lakes Country in International Falls, Minnesota. And then at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, Bluegrass Planet Radio on the Live 365 or TuneIn app, or the direct link is bluegrassplanetradio.com. And then at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time or 6 p.m. Central, it is at the WSBB Network 91.7 FM in Powell, Tennessee. And that's Danny Hensley's Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Radio. And I am very appreciative of the support of those FM stations, and I'm very appreciative for all of your support. If you'd like to learn more about Sunday Grass, you can just go to Linktree Sunday Grass. There is lots of links to older episodes, which I will be starting to load up here on the podcast platform. As well, there is spots for guests. If you'd like to be a guest on a Sunday Grass show, you can send a message there, or you can send an email to sundaygrassradio@gmail.com. I've really enjoyed the past couple of years developing the Sunday Grass Show to where it is now today. Sunday Grass was established in 2022 in memory of my father, who was a huge bluegrass lover. He played the mandolin and the guitar, and doing the Sunday Grass Show weekly brings back lovely memories of him and music. May you keep a bluegrass in your heart, music in your soul, and a two-step in your boots. See you soon, my friends.